Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. In 1 hour, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Join us on the show simultaneously at the same time. We'll find out what it was like when they got the news, you know, the challenges of being drafted into your hometown, the bonuses and the challenges. We'll talk about all of that with them in 1 hour. And I will find out why there was a different welcome for Trot Jr. than there was for me. Just a different vibe overall. Overall, very different. So after the game yesterday, as I mentioned, did the podcast, then went to the movies, and did not see any of the post-game comments until I got out of the movie and got in my car. And I got in my car, and I looked at my phone.
Did you go to the movies because you were mad about the loss, or were you always planning to go to the movies?
So I wanted to go to the movies. I decided if they lost, I would go to the movies. If they won, I would just sit at home with my dog.
You weren't going to go streaking down Broad if they won?
No, no.
I just wanted to make sure.
No. If they won, I was just going to hang out with my dog because I'd be in a good mood. If not, So I get my car, look at my phone, and Scope from sales was like, "Can't believe Embiid blamed the fans." And I was like, I didn't know what had happened. So here's what Joel Embiid said after the game.
You guys have always had such great home court advantage here. How strange was it for you the past two games with the significant amount of Knicks fans in the house?
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road, and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
So he was doing so good until it pissed me off. So shout out to Dave Uram for asking the question. KYW's Dave Uram.
Uram, pit bull in these.
He just asked the questions settings. And nobody else wants to ask. You know?
Yeah. It takes some stones to do that.
Absolutely.
Why do you think most people don't want to ask those questions?
Yeah, you know. So because it's hard, you know. You don't
want to
get yelled at.
Well, it's not hard to ask the question.
Yeah,
you don't want the reaction.
The
yes.
Yeah. So, yes. You know, I understand where Embiid is coming from. I understand that he is frustrated and why he's frustrated. I can understand being, you know, on a team and having half of the venue cheering for the other team and that being frustrating. But you can't say it, and you're wrong. Like, you know, you should be pissed off. The reason that there are not more Sixers fans in the house is because you have not given them a reason to spend their money and their time to go to the games. So whether it is a season ticket holder who got offered a chance at playoff tickets, has probably taken a bath all year selling tickets because you haven't played half the year, and then has a chance to make their money back in playoff tickets, I'm not going to judge somebody who's sitting at home with three kids and a mortgage and a job and making a business decision about a team that has disappointed you nonstop for the last 7 years. I saw a Citizens Bank Park ticket over the last 2 years that was the most expensive ticket in playoff baseball by far, and it was full of only Phillies fans because those they're willing to spend if they feel like it is, if it's worth it. And you have not given them the reason to make it feel like it's worth it. If you don't play in a game, Joel, you still get paid $750,000 a game, whatever the hell you get paid. I'm at home. I'm a regular person who wants to take my two kids to a game, and every ticket is minimum $250. I'm going to spend $1,000 to go to a game that I don't think you're going to win?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's not. I can understand your frustration, but I promise you, if people had hope and belief in this team, that venue, there would be 20% Knicks fans there, 15% Knicks fans, but it wouldn't be like it is. And it is a reflection on how they feel about the team that there are not more Sixers fans in there. And I think it's telling, last thing, I think it's telling that everyone complaining about this, most people complaining about it, I'll say to you, did you go? And they'll be like, no. I'm like, well, why not? Why not? And you can talk about the price, but I'm just telling you, I've seen people make decisions about price that are more difficult when they believe in the team and they don't believe in the team.
Man, there's so many layers to this. I'll just start with probably could have been answered differently.
That's the first problem.
Yes. I'll start with that. If he answers this differently, then I don't think he's in the eye of the storm.
Sure.
Because the storm is there without his answer. I'm sitting at home watching. I was watching Thursday night. Charles Barkley went on a rant about it on national TV Thursday night at halftime. So this isn't just something that happened yesterday. This is a carryover from Thursday. So that's 2 days in a row, two games in a row, two pivotal games where this has happened, where you expect to get the home court advantage that the Knicks got in New York. What makes their why are their fans in support of them and they've sucked for 50 years? Like, they've disappointed for 50 years. They're the Knicks. They stink every year. But for some reason, they believe in that team and they bought into that team and they're riding that wave so much so they're willing to pay the prices down here to come down here to travel to see them because they can't get to them at Madison Square Garden. So it's a lot of layers here to unpack with this whole thing. And like I said, Embiid, you kind of inserted yourself here when you didn't really need to, but you gave your honest opinion, which is funny when we want to praise him when he's honest.
Yeah.
Usually, if he's honest and it's something we agree with, we're okay with it. But when he's honest about something that we're like, you probably shouldn't have said that. Nobody really wants his honesty. But to his credit, he's usually telling you what he thinks.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe he doesn't have a filter. He doesn't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I just don't want to have to defend him for it, to be quite honest
with you. Completely agree with
you.
Yeah. And that's why I don't think he should have – he could have answered this question without answering the question. Could have just very simply said, listen, yes, I heard the crowd. It's unfortunate, but guess what? We need to go out there and win the basketball game. We need to play better. I need to play better. I'm not worried about that other stuff. I'm worried about the things I can control, which is out there on the basketball court, and we got to find a way to win the games. Like that, he by him giving his honest answer there, A, it means you're paying attention to that stuff and it affected you, or you're using it as some sort of excuse. And that's why people are on him about it today, because you're almost – it's like you're trying to say – it's the fans' reason why – part of the reason why we didn't win.
He didn't say it, but he was saying it by not saying it.
Yes!
And that's the issue.
Yes.
And there's been – 215-592-9494, if you have a take on this. There's been a lot of conversation. You know, my father was saying that, well, they sell tickets, you know, through resellers, and they raise the price up and blah, blah. This is ticket selling now. This is the free market. This is the Eagles sell – tickets to resellers, season tickets to resellers. The Sixers have been selling tickets on the secondary market forever. Here's the truth. The truth is that Knicks fans were going to end up with the tickets because they're the ones who wanted to go and were willing to pay. And even if you make the tickets cheaper, okay, let's make the tickets cheaper. Who do you think's going to buy the tickets first? Even if it's a $100 ticket, who's going to buy the tickets first? I can promise you it's the Knicks fans. And the other thing is that if you make the tickets cheap, what Sixers fans will do is buy them and then sell them at an exorbitant price to Knicks fans. The core issue here is that no one wants to spend their Sunday and a bunch of money watching you lose. That's
it. Believe in it, yeah.
Win.
I mean, that ultimately is what it comes down to. Now, the difference with the Eagles, I like the Phillies comparison better because there are a lot of Phillies games.
Yes.
And there are a lot of playoff games. So you have to make a commitment to come to those games night in and night out and pay the price that the Phillies are charging you.
And by the way, we've heard a lot of Let's Go Mets chants in the Vet and Citizens Bank Park over the years.
Sure.
A lot.
Not these last two offseasons, though. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, postseasons.
Absolutely.
And with the Eagles, you only get 8 home games, 10 home games, including the playoffs. It's easier to hold on your ticket and make sure you go to those games. But there is something there. I'll just say this. And I don't buy tickets. I once was a partial season ticket holder for like 3 years, I believe, down there. But even to this degree, I can respect the people who actually pay to go to the games and go down there and support the Sixers. They sell out just about every night down there. As a fan sitting at home watching, I am like, this is embarrassing.
100%.
Like for a proud sports city like we are, to where we go do this to other teams and we mock other cities for doing this, we're not used to having this happen in our own city. And to have it on back-to-back nationally televised games in the postseason with New York, who's a rival, it stinks. It stinks.
It 100% sucks.
It's embarrassing.
100% sucks. It's embarrassing. It could be changed if the team won the games.
True.
The team won the games, I know people would go. The playoff atmosphere at the Wells Fargo Center in 18, 19, those years was great. It was great. It's not now because people don't believe anymore. They just don't believe that you're going to do it. They don't believe in you. And that it sucks, but I think
that's a lot of fans we sold tickets. Like, that's a lot of Knicks fans that got in there. I mean, the stuff I saw at – I'm going to tell you, forget about the stuff that was chanting in the game and the crowd cheering and all that. That was one thing. That was bad enough. The stuff I saw on social media afterwards.
Oh, the Embiid sucks chant.
The Embiid sucks chant in the corridor and the, like – They're stumping on Sixers jerseys outside our stadium. Did I literally see they put a Knicks jersey on Wilt Chamberlain down there?
Yes.
Well,
I'm just saying we literally allow New York Knicks fans come into that building, come into South Philly, and take over. That was tough to watch.
It was terrible.
That was tough. I almost said something else. Swallow, but I wanted to pause myself.
Swallow it. You don't eat it.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
What up, C?
My bad. I broke a rule. My bad.
Yeah, I was going to say it. We're going to start enforcing this week. So.
My bad.
All right, Corey.
Hey, but when you look at, like, what we did for the draft, and I'm going to touch on the Sixers too, but, like, when you look at what we did for the draft, like, my favorite pick for real was, like, the guard that we got for Michigan, like, Trevor Keegan. Like, that dude is just so nasty.
As a Buckeye? Really? As a Buckeye? Your favorite players?
I don't care.
Michigan?
Hey, can you let me get my – Hey, once you get to the league, I look at plays and traits. Hatred is when you in the college playing for the team. Once you get to the league, hey, man, you become a player. BG, one of my favorite. What is he? Hey,
that's true.
He's
one of mine too. Yep, he's one of mine.
So,
yeah,
you know, so I can't do that. But I also love Will Shipley. Obviously, the top two guys is great. But you know, that's what I love. But what was crazy about this offseason that nobody probably even thought about, when you talk about talent that was added to the Eagles, we now have 6 top 10 picks. Past top 10 picks that's on our roster right now. 6. That's crazy. Like, when you think about talent and how he's added this offseason. Mm-hmm. But when you get on the Sixers, listen, I know the hate gonna come from Embiid. That guy caller that called earlier that said the whole, you know, we've seen this before. Look at the past. Listen, I hate when people, you know, talk about past stuff when we already know about it. You know, we looking at what we're doing today and the games that they're playing now. We know what the past is. people, oh, we don't want to give Embiid a pass because he's always hurt. Well, it's funny because some people call a guy that's a GOAT that they've been giving people pass for years, but that's another conversation. When you look at a co-star like Maxey, people didn't want to trade Maxey. Oh, he's this, he's that. You saw what Kyrie did yesterday, right? You saw what some people like Kobe did in the past for Shaq. When your big guy or your number one ain't there, I need to be able to give you the ball and you can close the deal for me. Maxey, he's not that point yet. When Embiid was out this season, Maxey almost let them drop out of the playoffs. When you're like an elite number two, I need you to carry the torch when I'm out for a couple games. And I don't know if Maxey's at that level yet. I love Maxey as a player, but I don't know if you can say he's that dude. And that's all I got for y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Corey. I mean, he's probably 2 years younger than you want him to be to carry this weight at this point. But we are where we are, you know. I think part of that makes him grow up quicker. But at 23, you know, it's not usually a finals team that, you know, the primary perimeter playmaker is usually a little bit older than that. And he's got much better. He might not be there yet, though.
Yeah, listen, honestly, for Maxey, with me, I've come to love Maxey as a player. But he is what he is. I wish he had Anthony Edwards' height. Athleticism, size. He doesn't. So he's not a typical two guard where you're 6'5", 6'6", and you can shoot over guys and you can play your mid-range game and you can muscle guys. You can have a low post game. That's when I watch Anthony Edwards play. That's what now obviously he's the number one overall pick, but I'm saying he has that size, 6'6", 225, 230 pounds to where, and he has the athleticism. Like Maxey is working with what he has. And he gets the most out of it. He gets the most out of it. I don't know. I can't ask him to be somebody that he's not from a physical standpoint.
Do they have to find someone better than Maxey?
I think they have to find someone different.
How are you going to find somebody better than Maxey?
Do you think Paul George and LeBron are better than Maxey? Like, do they need a bigger number two?
I think in spurts they can be. The difference with Maxey is he's young and he can give it to you every night. Paul George, LeBron are going to give it to you in spurts. Like, LeBron needs Anthony Davis to do what he's doing to even be relevant right now.
You guys got to stop saying LeBron.
Well, he does. You mean about him coming?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, Jack brought him up.
Well, he is a free agent this offseason.
Yeah, he is a free agent.
Carry champion saying
tonight. I mean, listen, Spike, we're on our way. We're one game from going home tomorrow to a six-foot Jalen Brunson and a bunch of Novas.
So, is LeBron.
He's losing to the Nuggets.
He's losing to the Nuggets.
Swept last year, but we're not doing
in the Western Conference Finals.
I will do this after
he's
the season.
He's been further in a year than Embiid's been in 10.
You're not allowed to say LeBron on this show until the Sixers are eliminated.
You guys
see
the forest of the trees one time.
You didn't even use that the right way.
I think I did. I think I nailed it, frankly.
215-592-9494.
It's a dumb sentence anyway, seeing the forest through the trees. It's just trees.
No, you don't understand what it means. That's the problem.
You got to see the light.
You got to Google these things before you say them on the radio.
No, no interest.
Avalon Bryant, you're on WIP.
Guys, listen.
Yeah.
Spike, your dad is right on. So yesterday, I'm coming back from an AAU tournament. AAU tournament in Atlantic City, and I'm taking my 14-year-old son, and we're like, I gave up my season tickets. We didn't renew for the playoffs because we didn't know if Embiid was going to be in or not. So I am part of the problem. But on the way back, I'm on StubHub, and I'm watching.
Wait a minute. Brian, I'm sorry to interrupt you. You just proved my point. You didn't take your playoff tickets, and then you went on StubHub to find tickets. What do you want them? What do you want this? I'm certainly not like Mr. Josh Harris over here. But you didn't buy the
most
tickets.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
You didn't buy the tickets when you were given the opportunity. What do you want them to do?
Well, correct. But I'm in a group, so it was a group decision. I was against the decision, but like there's seven of us and we split them.
No, I'm not criticizing you. But I'm saying you and the group decided not to, that's eight people decided not to buy playoff tickets. What do you want them to do with those eight playoff tickets? Do you want them to knock, go on door to door and make sure that there's Sixers fans in there. You didn't want to go. You didn't believe in the team. This is the point. Whatever Howard says is immaterial here. The answer here is that you chose not to buy playoff tickets, which I do not fault you for. I get it. I was a season ticket holder for 9 years, 10 years, or whatever, and I truly got sick of having to sell half of them when the prices kept going up every year just to be able to afford them. So I just, what do you want the team to do when you decide not to buy the tickets?
Well, here's the backstory. So I'm on there, and I bought the Revolution Row or whatever, the standing room only seats up in the upper deck.
Up top,
right?
Yep.
Yes, and I'm watching this, and I'm watching prices. We get closer to Philly. It's like 12 o'clock, 12:30, and prices are fluctuating, right? If you watch other tickets online, once they're sold, they're gone. As soon as that part of the ticket, they'd sell for like $95 a piece. Another one would crop up for $110. That would sell. Then another one would crop up for $120. So what I'm saying to you is the Sixers are playing games with the tickets, right? And we got in. We went to the game. We rooted them on. We might have snuck in the club level, which was freaking awesome. And I look like a rock star to my 14-year-old. But so there's a lot going on there. But I don't blame the fans. I blame the team, right? We were, you know, you try to believe Embiid's out, he's doing all this stuff. Then you go down 2-0 to this team, right, to this Knicks team. You look at it and you go, you're right, Ike. It's a bunch of Novas and a bunch of 6'10", what, Hardenstein? Like, what the hell? He wouldn't make the German national team. That dude? Like, what are we doing? Like, they don't get you to buy any faith into them. But if you look at the Phillies last year, they go to wild card run, and everybody believed in them. They went, you know what? They might be wild card, but they're going to wreck some shop here.
And by the way, Brian, thank you for the call. If the Phillies lost, let's say they get to the playoffs again this year and they lose in the LCS, and then they get to the playoffs next year and lose in the LCS, and then one more year they lose in the wild card. Let me tell you, playoff tickets will be softer.
There will
be more opposing fans in there. And as far as they're not playing, this is how ticket pricing works. It sucks now, but it is what Ticketmaster does with
it is what it is.
With concerts. It's all done algorithmically. If the demand goes up, then the prices go up. If the demand goes down, then the prices go down. They're not sitting there trying to screw with you. I think it's not great.
They
for
don't
the
care
consumer.
Who buys the tickets.
They
just
don't.
Selling the
they
ticket.
Just want to sell the ticket. So
yeah, they don't care who buys the tickets.
Yeah. Coming up next, a big weekend, first weekend for Eagles Insider of the Year. First full weekend, the draft full weekend. We had some hits. We had some misses. Of course, we will give our new power rankings on Wednesday at 4:30. But I think we need to give an update about how the weekend went.
I agree.
And we will do that next on the 94WIB Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I love my dog. My dog is Rebel, just turned 10 years old, my best friend in the entire world. I love that dog. And I've always said my job with Rebel and your job owning or being a parent to your dog is to give that dog the very best life possible. You want him to be happy. You want him to be healthy. And Dogs and Cats Rule is your partner in making him happy and healthy. First of all, local, small, family-owned, important to me and should be important to you. But here's the thing with health. What your dog eats is very hard to figure out. You Google it, you find 10 different answers from 10 different people. Dogs and Cats Rule have experts in-house. So you go to Dog Cats Rule, and they specialize in fresh diets. So raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, baked, synthetic-free goods, dehydrated. I know it's a lot. But the great part is their staff knows. Bring your dog in. Show your dog to the staff. Tell them about your dog. Tell them about their lifestyle. All those things. They will have answers for you. Try that on the internet. It's not going to work. Try that in those big box stores. It's not going to work. Dogs and Cats Rule know what's important to you, and they know what's important to your pet. All of this is what is most important to the lead dog, George Perrini, and his sister, Joanne. They've owned the stores forever. Now there are 7 of them. Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, PA, Pennington, and Princeton in New Jersey. Go to dogsandcatsrule.pet to find out more. Take it from me. Take it from Rebel. Take it from every happy dog and cat that has been to Dogs and Cats Rule. That's where you want to go. Dogs and Cats Rule, I don't know how to end this. Dogsandcatsrule.pet.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, we have, that's just the name of the show now.
Yeah.
I mean,
why come back with this song, too? First of all, it's a New York rapper, and anybody who knows this song, they know one of the first things he says on this song is, New York City!
Yeah, what are you doing, Jack?
Didn't know he's from New York. Obviously.
What's the song?
21 Questions.
21 Questions, yes. Yeah. You didn't know 50 Cent was from New York?
No. Well, I know because we wear the Yankees hat, but like everyone wears the Yankees hat, yeah. like Spike. Yeah. Like,
all right, what? Iverson wears a Yankees hat.
Well, Iverson's a Fugazi.
I'm sick of being treated unfairly here.
Don't call Bubba Chuck a Fugazi.
By the way, Legends Row yesterday.
Man, looking good yesterday. Man. Don Staley in town.
Dr. J was there.
Doc in town.
Tell you.
Look good. Boy, I tell you, we embarrassed him.
Yes. AI might have been asleep behind those sunglasses, too, so I'm not totally sure. Coming up at 4 o'clock.
Resting his eyes?
Yeah, a little bit.
That was an exciting game yesterday, though. He should have stayed awake for that entire game.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a little after a Saturday night.
That's the old AI, man.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, Trot and Trot Jr. Jeremiah Chowder Jr., one of the newest Philadelphia Eagles, following in the legacy of his dad, paving a new path. We will have him on at 4 o'clock. Really, both of them on at 4 o'clock.
Here's the funny thing about that. I know we're going to get into it more.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, the way that draft started setting up, had they not drafted them, they would have heard from me today.
Really?
Yes. Because there was no reason to not draft him. I can understand if you don't think he's a second-round pick or a third-round pick. But once you're moving back and now we done went into the fifth round, like, dude, he's there.
It's worth a try.
What?
And by the way,
it's like, the best PR they got all weekend.
Your hit rate on other fifth-round picks is going to be what? You know? And if it works out with this one, you're – oh, my God. If
they've never hit on a good player in the fifth round.
Stop it. Several of them. He's always with a shot at me. That's okay, though, because here's what you're seeing. Here's what you're seeing with Jeremiah. He's got an A. They've gotten an A draft grade for that pick by just about everyone. In other words, they drafted him. He had more value to the draft board than where they picked him up at.
We were talking about him as a second-round pick. Yeah. You know, we were talking about at Birdstown Hall.
Like, last year, you look at the mock draft, the way too early 2024 picks. He's projected as a first-round pick.
Yep.
He put up the same exact numbers as he always has. Like, how does that drop him 140 spots?
What I think happened is I don't think he wowed them with the workouts. That's what I think it was. Like, sometimes these scouts, they want athleticism and athletic ability to jump off the screen at them. You know, they want you to give them a 4.4 40 time, 4.5 40 time. They want you to bench press 225 30-plus times. They want you to vertical jump, I don't know, 40 inches. That way they can say, okay, his measurables aren't necessarily where you would want him to be, but he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. And so because of that stuff didn't jump off the screen at him, he's getting compared to T.J. Edwards a lot.
Yes, I heard that over the weekend.
And that's a very good comp. But I look at him, Derrick Brooks, and I'm being serious. Derrick Brooks was about 225 pounds. 225 pounds. So the idea that linebackers need to be 240, 250 pounds, it's a totally different game of football today. He weighs enough. Maybe 5 more pounds, maybe. And he's only 21 years old.
Speaking of Jeremiah Chowder Jr., it does have an effect or will have an effect on the Eagles' Insider of the Year power rankings. We'll get to that right after we talk to Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, what's up, Spike? What up, Ike?
What up, Chuck? No, you're not happy.
You know what? Here's the thing. All right? Too bad, you know, your dude scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. Okay, Joel Embiid, yes, he scored 0 points in the fourth quarter. With all those legends in the building. You know what I mean? See, listen, you know, I apologized to him the other day. And I apologized to you, Ike, and Spike, and all his supporters. But you know what? You know who I apologize to today? To myself, okay? For believing in this garbage of a team. Daryl Morey is a garbage GM, Spike. And you have him on your podcast, you start asking a tough question, Spike, okay?
Exactly right.
Stop playing pity pack with him. You know, start asking the tough questions, Spike, okay? Ask him, why the hell would you trade away your grit to get this bum in here, this turkey, Buddy Hill, can't even get on the floor? Ask him that, Spike. Can you do me a favor and stop being buddies with him and ask him the tough questions?
Chuck, can I ask you something? Like Chuck, honestly, me and you here, nobody's listening. Have you even listened to those interviews? Okay.
Interviews. I listened to a couple of them. I listened to your podcast. Pretty often.
Bull.
To me, I don't think you ask the tough questions the way you should have. You know what I mean? This dude has not built a winner since he's been here. I don't even think he's capable of building a legitimate team, okay? This team is soft. They're soft. They're slow. They're sluggish. You know what I mean? They shy away from the moment. But Tom went up for a damn dunk. And my wife looked at it and said, is he okay? He looked like he almost had a heart attack in midair. Okay, when Josh Hart blocked his shot, he went up the same way and came back down the same way. Didn't even return to the game. And that's the guys you put out there. That's who we got surrounding our players. You know what I mean? Our star players is that. And then we got a star player who's fake tough. Fake tough, man. And you know what I mean? I commend him for being out there on his knee injury and all that. He's fake tough, man. You know what I mean? You got him. You need to have a killer instinct. You got person out there with a killer instinct. He left with an ankle injury and came back and still did his thing. You know what I mean? You got Anthony Edwards and against the T-Wolves. They swept the Phoenix Suns. They weren't playing games with them. He didn't care about Kevin Durant and the status of Kevin Durant. Joel Embiid always wanted to check and see if somebody help him up, all that other stuff, man. He stinks up, man. That's all I'm saying. I'm sick of this team, man. It's simple as that. I'm sick of this team at wit's end with this team. Spike, you about to be on your own with this team and with Joel Embiid because, see, I just, enough is enough, man. As far as this fan base goes, this fan base is soft as cotton now, man. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear, the Sixers are selling tickets, this, that, and the third. If they wanted to go to the game, they would go to the game. They just don't support the Sixers no more, but I don't see why. Because the Flyers sucked for years. I guess if the Flyers made the playoffs, I guess people would show up in the stands for the Flyers, right? The Phillies sucked for years. But they made a little bit of run, and they go right out and support the Phillies. You don't see a bunch of opposing teams in that stadium. The Eagles went on a six-game losing streak. And they went out there and they still, rather it was the Arizona Cardinals playing against the Eagles, they still went out there and supported them. I was in game three, okay, and I seen it. It was disrespectful. Those dudes ganged up on and came to our stadium and they showed out from Madison Square Garden. We should be embarrassed to shame ourselves a fan base.
You buy tickets to the game?
To the game three, okay? I was in section 160, and I tell you one thing, listen, I went there and I tell you, That was embarrassing. I thought game four would change like you expected.
You know what's embarrassing, man? All due respect, you apologize to Embiid and me and Ike for clout. And you, I love you, but this is you're a phony. You're a phony. You cannot call up on Friday and tell me that I was wrong and I apologize to Joel and I apologize to you and I'm so sorry just so we'll give you credit, and then you call up on Monday and then just go back on everything you said. I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
I didn't go back on apologizing for him. I said the guy's playing with a knee injury, and I told you the reasons why I think it's Daryl Morey more than anything. But I still got to call spade a spade. He didn't show up in the fourth quarter like he always do. Just because I apologize to him, Spike, don't mean I ain't going to rip his ass, okay? He deserves to be ripped. And he wants to sit up there and pit fans in it. Fans, let me do that. Let other fans do that. He ain't got no business worried about what the fans in the stands. You focus on playing basketball, man. You know what I'm saying? He does stuff that deserves to be ripped. And that's what I did. I ripped him. And I'm going to continue ripping, but I apologize to him because he's going out there playing with an injury. That's why I apologize to him. But he's still not my favorite player. Are you kidding me? I still don't like him as a player. And I told you that when I apologized to his ass. Okay? I apologize because I said I was ripping him while he had an injury. But he's still not my favorite player. But I didn't rip him this call. This call, I ripped the players around him and Daryl Morey for not putting the team around him. But it's kind of hard to put a team around somebody who stays injured. So Daryl Morey didn't know to pull the trigger, come to the trade deadline or not, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just at my wit's end with this ball club, man. The organization, everything. I just wish Joshua Harris would just sell the team. How about that? That's a good idea.
This is going to be awesome.
Fire Daryl Morey, bring in a new GM who cares. Matter of fact, make Elton Brand a GM. Elton Brand would be a great GM.
He is the GM.
You ain't even. No, he's not. Your dude's the GM. He ain't picked a draft pick since he picked Maxey. And you know that. Get him on your damn podcast.
I did.
Interview him and say, why don't you give me an opportunity? Why don't they give you an opportunity to make more decisions for the ball club?
I did. I appreciate you, Chuck.
Chuck,
I appreciate
you. I think you had a great call, Chuck.
It's a great call.
Great call.
Clout chaser.
Nah, I don't know if he's clout chasing. Here's the thing with Chuck, in all honesty. He is very passionate. He's very passionate.
Really?
And so, listen, you know this, Jack. He loves these teams, man.
He does.
He does. And so his emotions go up and down. He's not a support at all calls type of a fan.
No.
That's not how he rolls. He's done it with the Eagles. He's done it with the Phillies. He's done it with the Sixers. I've heard him. And he gets after the stars, except for Bryce.
Yeah, well.
But he gets after the rest of
the
guys.
Hard to get after him.
He gets after Jalen. He gets after Embiid. He does. And he didn't really rip Embiid on that call.
No.
Believe me, we've heard him rip Embiid.
Yeah, oh, listen, I heard the call on the drive on Friday, and I was a little...
Yeah, you weren't buying it, though.
Not for a second. I knew exactly where this was going.
Yep.
He's caught in the moment.
Yes, it was nice that he did it, but yeah, by the way, I didn't really buy it either.
Well.
Because I knew it would turn.
I just don't know if I can trust him anymore. I don't know if I can trust him.
Well, you can trust him to be exactly what you just heard.
Okay.
That's what you can trust. That way you'll anticipate it. I'm telling you.
Coming,
his emotions all over the place, man.
That's for sure. Coming up in 15 minutes, Chuck, I love you. Coming up in 15 minutes, Trot and Trot Jr. But right now, speaking of Trot and Trot Jr., just give you an Eagles Insider of the Year update. This was our first weekend of real intense Eagles Insider of the Year conversation. Of course, the rankings will come out Wednesday at 4:30. We'll give the award out at the end after the Eagles have played their final game. So Howard started off hot, had the A.J. Brown.
Oh, man, he was cooking Thursday.
Extension.
Yeah.
Then a couple of things happened. First of all, happy birthday, Howard.
Oh, happy birthday to the king.
Today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy 80th.
Happy birthday,
King. Oh, he's going to kill you. You're going to get a text message in 5 seconds. So starts off with the hot with the A.J. Brown thing, then calls Elliot Captain Clickbait on the air.
Not good.
Against the rules. If you attack a WIP employee, that hurts you a little bit. And then the Eagles drafted Trot Jr. Now, at the Birds Town Hall, he swore up and down that Trot Jr. was not going to be an Eagle. Up and down. We don't have that audio, do we? We should have grabbed that.
A lot of it was off the air.
Was it?
Yes, most of it is off the air.
He did swear on the air as
sure,
well.
Sure, yeah, oh yeah, yep.
He said it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then it happened. It's got to hurt him. It's one step forward, two steps back for Howard in the.
It's been his all offseason.
Yes.
Yeah, and I for one, if I'm on this committee as far as judging and voting, I'm docking. I'm docking him points because he and I have gone back and forth over this for months. For months, he and I have gone back and forth over whether or not the Eagles would draft Jeremiah Trotter.
And I've
always said they were going to draft him.
And he could have said, look, I don't know. I don't think so. Blah, 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 blah. He could have informed speculation it, but he gave us an absolutely not.
Well, he started off with they won't draft him in XYZ round.
Right.
First, second, third round. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to tell you what round they're going to draft him in. But actually, if he is quote-unquote somehow dropping, it makes it a lot more plausible that the Eagles could draft him.
Sure.
Because now they're not overdrafting him per se.
It's disappointing.
So
here are some of the
– He was the first person I thought of when it happened.
We can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, you did say insider my ass on Twitter.
Yes.
Everyone's hitting the pause button out of there.
Yeah, you got a lot of big pauses. Hashtag insider my ass.
Yeah. You're close, man.
Yep. Insider my ass.
Listen. After I pressed in, it didn't take me long to realize what had happened. But I figured may as well just stick with it.
Bullpen is cooked part two is what that was. So at tied for number one in the last power rankings was D-Gun. D-Gun had an uneventful weekend.
Yes.
Nothing happened.
Didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Big old swing and a miss.
Number three, John Clark, did get the first reaction from Trot and Trot Jr.
And extra points. It was not at the airport.
No, it was not.
So he's stepping out.
Yep.
Out of his comfort zone.
So I think it wasn't a huge scoop, but you get points.
Sure.
For that, I think.
Someone has to get it.
Sure.
Elliot stood pat the entire weekend. Elliot didn't do anything.
He was so stuck on a guard.
Yep.
He didn't take one until the sixth.
He couldn't get off the guard thing.
Do you know what the biggest issue was? He's too busy putting together his little graphics.
Oh, he loves those graphics.
I mean, the graphics, they're taking up half my timeline. My thoughts on the draft pick.
He's doing his job.
Yeah, but it's not his job. I want takes. I want scoops. I don't need Elliot eye test?
He didn't have any scoops. So
he's not an eye test man.
He certainly no, not an eye test man. And then number five was Jeff McClain.
Yeah.
Now I didn't see any scoops, but he did ask Cooper DeGene this question.
Oh.
What is he producing over there?
What are you doing?
Well, that was a quick setup. I mean, we talked
I was gonna do it.
We talked 3.5 hours ago about
it. Okay, all right.
Here it is.
As you probably know, there haven't been many white starting cornerbacks in the NFL in a long time. Do you think that'll prevent you from getting that opportunity?
I mean, if they put me out there, I'll be excited to play out there.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Wow. Cooper and
James? I'm glad Jeff asked the question.
Well, I mean, we're all talking about it. Is that,
well, or thinking it.
At least
we're
thinking
not really
it.
Talking about it, just more or less thinking it.
Can you imagine if Cooper and Gina's like, yeah, I don't think I can play cornerback. I had no idea I was white this entire time.
I was like, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I
had not thought about that. My God. And then
I didn't hear that question. That is awesome.
Incredible. Yeah. So then
somebody had to ask it.
We don't want to.
Well, but like, is that going to prevent you from like, what? Like, he's got to overcome the whiteness?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was like the question that they asked the Brian Thomas's parents. And did you see
about
that?
How far
like,
they
how far is your family coming for this moment? She's like, we're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, I think there's a way that you can ask the question where you can actually get an answer.
Right.
But not.
Well, Cooper didn't know what to say.
Is it going to prevent you from.
Yeah.
Probably not. So then there are some others who are not in the rankings yet who definitely need to be considered.
Okay.
We did hear from Ruben Frank, who I believe was disappointed that he's not in the rankings. We love you, Rube.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Break a story, and we'll certainly
and
consider you.
Yeah.
Yes, he is a great Eagles reporter. We have a lot of respect for Rube, but don't know him as a newsbreaker.
He's in the category of others receiving votes.
Well, he wouldn't even get any votes yet, but he would, yes. He would be in the
when they do the
rankings,
under consideration.
But one scoop would be nice.
Yeah. Here's one guy who we should have considered, and he's mostly a home run hitter. He's not a quantity guy, but he's had a couple of bombshells. Joe Santoliquido.
Yep.
Oh, what did he do?
Well, I mean, he had the Carson story.
Well, I mean, recently, what did he do?
Well, he did write a story at the end of this year. With,
yeah, the Hurts
some
story.
Stuff on it.
Yeah.
Like, Hurts has changed. He's like, he's Robert Horry.
Yeah. I don't,
big shot.
You see when you throw that name out there, how does that make people feel?
Big Scoop Bob. Well, because he tells people the truth they don't want to know. Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, listen, have fun with it.
I'm just saying.
He's not getting votes from me.
But absolutely, and that's valid. Dave Uram.
Well, I'd rather give Dave Uram votes first.
The Bulldog.
Absolutely. Yeah, he is a Bulldog.
Yeah. He's getting the best answers out of guys.
Zach Berman did get the Quinyon Mitchell scoop.
Like 2 minutes before it happened.
I like Zach B.
Yeah. And then we have to wonder if Ike.
Me?
What?
Oh, you know what, though? Not to toot my own horn.
You're going to toot
it. But I'm going to toot it, though. Toot, toot. I kind of nailed this draft, fellas. Hold on. Did I not nail the draft? Did I not say prior to the draft, use the first three picks on defensive players? Let's get that out of the way first.
You did.
Yeah. I did say that, right?
Yes.
Did I not say I would rather this draft be primarily defensive players?
You said that, yeah.
I did say that. Then on the second day after we had already taken Quinyon Mitchell, did I say we were going to take a DB and a linebacker that day? Saturday.
Yes.
I mean, Friday's
you
draft.
Said it
that
on
was Friday's
you said
draft.
It on Friday.
Yeah,
you said
Friday.
On Friday on the
so
show.
I nailed that. And the coup de grace, the one I'm most proud of, is Axeman Jr. being here. Did I not say that the Eagles had no choice but to draft this kid?
Now, look, I'm an Ike guy.
Yes.
A lot of it is informed speculation.
Most of it.
Yes. And Friday, if we're being fair, you were not as optimistic about Trott Jr. on Friday.
Okay.
Fair is fair.
Well, no, here's the thing. See, that's part of my whole mind game. That's the whole thing. That's what I was hoping for 100%, but I didn't want to necessarily set the expectation because I was not sure that it was going to happen. Absolutely.
See, truthfully, I think you're above the Eagles Insider of the Year rankings in that you're trying to manipulate the team into doing what you want, which is different than an insider.
And quite frankly, I don't rely on the insider information to form my opinions.
Because you know more than everybody else.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, obviously you are.
Let's just say we'll have to start monitoring Ike. I think we have to start monitoring.
Monitoring Ike, start like monitoring that. Uram. Maybe Santoliquido throws out another bombshell. You never know.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're safe. I hope nothing else comes out.
Well, there's a.
Because Santoliquido's not doing positive stories.
If anybody's going to get the A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts scoop, you know it's friggin' Santoliquido.
Yeah.
He doesn't
or
care. Yeah. What's that?
Or McClain.
Eh, screw that guy. Sean Marino, I think, is the.
Elliot's not handling this well either, by the way. He's texting me wondering, what do you want him to do?
I want him to break a story.
We've laid it out the groundwork pretty obvious.
Look, no offense. You don't have to win the award, but I'm saying if you're going to move, I'm not criticizing him job.
No, I am, because he was so adamant about a guard.
He was adamant.
I can't let that go.
He was adamant about a guard.
Didn't take one to the sixth.
But he said he wanted them to pick a guard, right? Not that they were going to pick a guard. That's different.
Well, when you argue as hard as he does, you would think that he knew.
Yeah, for sure.
Had me fooled.
I just
had me thinking, by the way, Howard also wanted an offensive guard.
He did. So did I. But I'm not competing for an Eagles inside of the year. I don't even know what I'm doing. So barely know anything. Coming up next, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But they will be on with us next on the afternoon show, WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.